Hello.
Hello, Vicky. You're
Hi,
so good to
Taylor.
finally
Yeah, it's so good to have you. Hello, so everyone, welcome to Chima.
Thank you
Chima, I
so
met
much.
Chima in, you're welcome. Thank you for being here. So I met Chima in film school, Elka, Ebony Life Academy. Lately, that has been all my podcast has been about Elka, film school, blah, blah. So, yeah. I met Chima in film school and he's an actor. So, yeah. Chima, good to have you today.
Yeah, you are. I've been longing for this day, and it finally happened. Yeah, you know, like when I found about
Definitely.
the podcast, I actually reached out to you, yeah, and
Yeah,
telling
you
you how I
did.
wanted to be on the podcast. Yeah. So quite thoughtful of you to still
That's
remember
so
that I wanted to
cool.
be here.
Oh, I never forget people that check out my podcast, even without me talking about it. So it was really nice when he spoke to me about it. I'm like, oh, this is really nice. So, yeah. So Chima, tell us about you. Tell us a little about Chima. You know, Elka.
Okay, that's like the reality. Yeah, okay. My name is Chima Obilo. I hail from Imo State. I'm the third child of five children. The only boy, actually. So I'm like sandwiched
Oh,
between twin sisters. Yes, that's
apples.
enough for. And you can't say that again. So I actually love music a lot. That's like my go-to when I'm down, when I'm depressed, whenever. I love rap music precisely. I'm an Udumodu stan. Udumodu
Okay,
Black
persona.
stan. Well, how did your father?
What drill music or how do they call it? Oh, that's nice.
I just call it rap music, actually. He gives
Yeah,
this
okay.
this Igbo vibe that is still woke. So that's the reason why the Gen Z we actually resonate with his style and all of that stuff. Yeah. So I also love football. I'm like a football fanatic. Like any day, anytime you can catch me watching football if there's a match going on. Yeah. So I used to be in a dance crew. This is a fun fact. I used to be in a dance crew. I was in a
Oh,
dance crew
wow.
for
Belly
6 years.
dance.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow,
Yeah.
for 6 years.
Before I was, yeah. And that's I actually joined that dance while growing up. Yeah. So that was I think that's like throwback to my junior secondary school one. Yeah, that's like just one. Yeah. So I was in the dance crew, yeah. So we did all those children shows and all of that stuff. We are always like performing at the National Theater. Yeah, so because I was dancing with this this Pefti team, they had like a subsidiary Nina and Friends, so they had a dance crew. So that actually made me learn how to stand stage fright and all of that stuff, because I've been dancing like in front of a crowd, like come white growing
Wow.
up, and so it just like improved my confidence generally and helped me shape my life in a way, actually. Yeah. Then I think that's like some I have like okay, that's another fun fact though. Yeah, so okay, another thing that a lot of people do not know about me is that okay, what's that phobia called? I think it's agoraphobia. Yeah. I'm insanely scared of heights.
Maybe a what?
I think it's agoraphobia. It's a phobia for heights. It's like it's an insane
Okay,
phobia for
heights.
heights.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah. I think but actually it so gets this
it's
anxiety when I'm climbing,
heights. Are you
when I'm on the pedestrian bridge,
serious?
like I cannot look down. I just try to keep my head up because man,
Oh my God.
I'm
I feel
actually
you, though.
using it.
I have
Yeah. Yeah,
experienced
so
that.
yeah, but I
Okay,
don't
that's a
know
fun
if
fact.
it's insane as mine. I don't know if it's as insane as mine. I get like no, it gets so much to me that I'm in pedestrian bridge and I'm almost shivering out of the fear. I'm actually like
Oh
some
my
feet above
God.
ground. You get, yeah, so it's cool. Yeah. So most of that I actually avoid bridges, but people don't know why. People don't know
Why
why.
do you
Yeah.
manage things like that?
I
I
do
thought.
them when there's no I do them when there's no option. Yeah, so actually a way I can actually cross the road and prevent the bridge. I do that. So, but
Oh,
if there's no option,
okay.
a lot of people would try to bridge. Yeah, I just cross my fingers and do it.
You've taken flight, yeah. You've taken.
Yeah.
So how do you?
That's another fun fact. I'm supposed to be allowed to speak freely. Yeah.
Yeah, you are allowed. Please speak.
Yeah. One fact. I'm anticipating to be on my first flight. I've never flown a plane.
Sorry, I didn't get that. You said what?
Okay, I said four parts. I'm anticipating to be on my first flight ever. I have never flown on the plane.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah. Wait, that's me. Give us a call. Experience are beautiful. Some of them are challenging, you know, some are dangerous. Some you have to conquer a fear or something to do them, but yeah.
Yes, I've had like advice from pep talks on how I should feel when I'm on the flight for the first time. So they've all been like, you only feel that you're for just a few seconds, and you guys are so it's best to just avoid the windows and all of that stuff. So I've been taking those pep talks already, just talking myself, because it's not happening.
It will happen. So prep yourself. So Chima, tell us, how is life as an actor? You know, how is life as an actor? What is it like?
Okay, life as an actor. Life as an actor. I need to put the clause or the part. Life as an up and coming actor. That's like very.
Okay.
Very different. So we are those that. Is that what I'm saying? So it's quite uncertain. You know, when today you're on a gig that you feel, okay, yeah, this is about to make me go viral, let's put my face out there, and you're done with that, and before the next job comes, it takes a long time. So at that moment you're wondering, what's happening? Am I progressing with this thing or not? So it's quite uncertain, and over time I've learned to talk when it comes to this acting thing, because There are more losses than wins. Like a lot of the time, there are more losses than wins. Yeah, when you know, okay, you're the perfect fit for a particular role, but someone else is selected because, let's say, okay, they are A-list or they belong to the particular. I will speak further about that. Yeah. So it's best you just hold on to your wins, because I've been on like some gigs on some jobs and. That I just keep holding on to those wins, and I'm like, bro, you're doing well for yourself. You've been redirected by director, bro. Like, so I just put myself in that mental state of mind that you're doing well. Celebrate your baby steps. You're doing, because this industry itself is gonna take time. That's what I've noticed. Uh-huh. So I've learned.
Yeah. So we're talking about him being an upcoming actor. We now want to know what it's like to be an upcoming actor in the city of Lagos. How is that like?
Cool, for sure. Yeah, so it's a different ballgame in Lagos, because Lagos is the entertainment hub. It is very competitive here. So yeah, so to be an actor here, you have to be on your toes, because Every day, one actor somewhere is improving themselves. An actress somewhere is improving herself. So you have to be on your toes. You have to know what's the update. What are actors doing differently, and all of that stuff. There's this new wave. We are bringing in our indigenous language like into different movies now and all of that. So recently, I've needed to brush up on mine. Igbo language enough, because this is like the market now. So being an up and coming actor in Lagos, I feel like it's the best place to be if you want to further in your acting career, if you want to go for it's the best place to be. Yeah, but
Yeah.
it still needs you to do extra. It still needs you to work extra because there are a lot of actors. You go to and on a bio you are seeing actor. You go to a makeup artist and on a bio you are seeing actor. Everybody is an actor now. So it's just it's best to stand. Yeah, it's best to just stand out. And how do you stand out as someone who actually has the passion for acting? You actually stand out by flowing with what's it called? Flowing with the new trend, flowing with the new updates, flowing with what you think casting directors are requesting for now. What do they really want? So you
Yeah.
have to be in the moment. So they are actually they actually IG handles actually talk to actors like give like what's it called like seminars on what to do and what not, how to apply for auditions now, the kind of monologue to send. So it's just educate yourself, being in knowing because you're sitting there,
Yeah.
you look to your left, there's an actor somewhere, you look to your right, there's an actor somewhere. So you have to be in the knowing.
I'm
Yeah,
telling
so
you,
it's not
they
an
content creator orders.
Yeah, you go to YouTube and everybody is hi guys, hi guys, hi guys. I'm like, really? Is everybody important to you but in the whole world right now? So yeah, it's just to be in the knowing
Apparently.
and keep
Yeah.
yourself. Yeah, because when you're sitting there, it is I can tell you that you go for auditions and you see the crowd that turn up there. And let me tell you, like 70% of the guys there are talented. So it's more than just
Yeah.
a really for me. That's it.
Okay. All right. That's
Yeah,
nice.
so
That's really nice. Okay.
I would love
I
to chip
expect.
between the
Okay.
Yeah. So speaking okay, speaking still speaking of being an upcoming actor in the city of Lagos. Yeah. So
Yeah.
there's this thing that I don't really know if it's now a thing though, but I'm just assuming. Yeah. So there, I think that in Lagos, I think there's this tribalism when it comes to casting because you know we're in Lagos, it's the West, and I've actually experienced this before. I won't say the name of the
Oh,
project, but
wow.
I was yeah, I was okay. I was on a project, I got a continuity role in a series. Yeah. But I shot with them 3 times. Then on the long run I didn't get a call back because it's a continuity role. I was supposed to keep shooting with them like whenever. You understand? So but I didn't get a call back. And I got to find out that what transpired was the director asking why they brought an Igbo guy to play that particular role. This is a role I was killing. I was giving my best. You get so yeah. So it's something that happens
Yeah.
in Lagos, and I would not want to blow it out of proportion, but it's another challenge that we actors who are not from the West also faced.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's bad. This is
Yeah, it
crazy to
is.
see. There are some type of things that we shouldn't be hearing or talking about anymore.
Exactly.
Anything.
Well, you get, I mean, it's in the entertainment industry. We had like one actor from the called them out recently where he was saying things about the African Magic Viewers Choice Awards. I won't say much about it, but yeah, he called them out and all of that stuff and how tribalism affects the way they award. Yeah,
That's
okay.
just bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, so moving on. So I said earlier that I met Chima in film school, Ebony Life Creative Academy, that we did for roughly 3 months, you
The
know.
best
So
thing
you can
about
see
you.
how the period, you can stay the game.
I'm not a feeling of life.
Yeah,
No
that's
cap.
a period. No at all. Okay, so what was Elka for you? What was film school for you? This is an actor's perspective. Earlier on, we had the perspective of production designers. So people, this is from an actor's perspective of what Elka was for him, for Yelitier.
Okay, Elka for me was a risk. I'll start like that. So
Okay.
I looked at the cons of doing a 3 months course and I don't get to end, and this is late. So
Yeah.
I looked at those cons. I was like, okay, let me still go for it, because I always believe that you only stop learning when you die. So it's it I knew it was going to be an avenue for me to improve on my craft and do better as an actor. Yeah, so I enrolled. I got a call back for the interview. I got selected to be among the 16 students of the acting class. And yeah, it was a journey for me. I learned to break the walls I already built up, like, because I'm the kind of person like I protect my space a lot and I don't let people in. But with the guidance of Kodoku's Boseng, he just it was an eye opener for me. I didn't know I could be in a community that I would just allow myself be vulnerable. And trust me, vulnerability is bliss. If you really look at it in the perspective I'm looking at it, I was open. I spoke about my challenges. I spoke about my fears. I spoke about the things I was longing to achieve. So I spoke about my challenges. I spoke about my fears and what I was longing to achieve through my classmate, because we had like two sessions there, like a therapy. We even had where we had people that would talk about their life and they would start crying there. And
Crying.
it was a
Oh my
lot, yeah, it was a
God.
lot for me. Like, yeah, but it was at the end I realized that I've lost some weight. Like I pulled some weight down my shoulders just by talking. It really helped. Then the teamwork, the coaching, the direction, the positive criticism. Gradually, it has helped me and shaped me to be a better actor, a better human. That's like the most important part, better human. Because our coach doesn't only train to be a better actor; he trains to be a better woman. Because this also it also this also what's it called? It also shows when you go on set if you are a good human being. Because there are a lot of complaints about the attitude that actors give off. And especially our English and all of that stuff. But if you are a better human, it just shows, and everyone around you just gets that aura and get that energy. Yeah. So I'm out of Elka, a better human also.
That's wonderful. That's really wonderful. All of us went in at better at our craft, at psychological aspect, understanding people and their roles in the film industry and all of that. Elka was all around helpful. It was really good. It was a risk for everybody, but it was a good risk at the end of the day, right?
It was wonderful. Like, I'm out now and I'm wishing I could wake up everywhere, and I'm on my way to VI
I
to Elka.
know,
I'm like,
right?
I miss my coach so much. I miss my classmates so much. I miss the friends I also meet in other departments, and I miss you too.
Oh, that's really nice. So tell us, what's the film industry for you like? What's your plan for the film industry and how to, get into the mainstream?
So for me, it's just to keep working, because I believe the reward for a good work is more work when it comes to the film industry and when it comes to being an actor. Yeah, so I'm all out for auditions now. I'm all out. I used to be lazy in the past. I'm always like, we'll go there now. They'll keep us waiting and all of that. So I'm all out for auditions now. I want to get my face out there, feature in series by top directors, learn from them, act alongside veterans, legends of the industry. Just make sure Chima Obirodunmu. The name is resounding when it is said. So I don't want to give myself a time frame to achieve all of this. I just want to enjoy the process and take it gradually as possible. Yeah. So I have plans to branch into production if I'm actually opportune to do so. Yeah. So I'm
Oh,
probably
said you have plans to producing,
production. Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah,
production,
producing,
yeah.
yeah. Okay, so I like how streaming platforms like the international ones, then our homegrown streaming platforms have actually keyed into what we are doing in Nollywood. Because I used to be amongst those that felt not listening to Nigerian music or not watching Nigerian movies was the flex. But now I'm the first to get on every new Nollywood movie that is out. I recommend for my sisters to watch and all of that stuff. Yeah, so it's been I've changed so much over time, and I'm more because I'm now acting in this same industry, which is Nollywood. Yeah, so big shout out to Naji, because she called the attention of Netflix. She called the attention of Netflix to our production. I think she was the first person to she had the first Nigerian
Lion
movie.
Lionheart.
Yeah. Since we had a lot of Nigerian movies that are showing on Netflix, showing on Prime Video, and even our own show Max. Yeah. So big shout out to her. She has been very influential in the industry, and that's like one of my
Genevieve
from Naji and Gabriela Folayo. These are guys that I actually look up to. Because I plan to be an actor. I plan to be an actor who is a proper thespian, who can morph into different characters, and those characters do not seem forced. That's something I see a lot in Gabriela Folayo. He's so versatile, he has range. That guy is good. I actually watch his movies and I take notes and I learn, like, really.
That's nice.
Yeah. So that's me, like, my... I see have bigger plans that I will probably brainstorm later when I'm now in Nollywood as a mainstream actor and A-list. Yeah, they will have bigger plans then. Probably your podcast will no longer be on Spotify. It's going to be a TV show, so I'll be back on your show and telling you about my plans.
Yeah. I can't wait, because that would definitely happen. God. Chima, thank you so much for coming on this podcast today. You've been so interesting and, you know, very, very good to listen to. You've said a lot and we've heard.
I think it's a pleasure. Thank you.